Hi, I'm Henry Reingen, and I want to welcome you to this Thriving Marriages class. And it is my privilege to introduce our professor, Christine Cucci Balder. I am so happy you're doing this class. My wife had the opportunity to actually do the questions.
Yes.
And so I got to hear firsthand the wisdom and the insight that the Lord has placed on your heart. Mm-hmm. So I welcome you to this class. And share a little bit your vision for the class.
My vision is for the class is to help equip leaders. And when I say leaders, I'm thinking the students, the pastors, folks that might have my profession, which are counselors. And it is to bring hope and revive dreams in marriages. Marriages are under incredible assault right now. And the more help that can be given and the more education that can be sought is definitely my dream, and that is the purpose for this class. And I'm very thankful that I could have this opportunity.
Now, in the class, you go through the span of a marriage.
Yes.
Okay, so why do you do that?
Well, actually, Henry, when you actually started to approach me, it was about marriage from premarital to the grave. It was my hope that all the phases could be addressed. And the reason that is going to take place is every phase has something different.
Yes.
There can be struggles from the get-go. And even when I meet with my folks that have had many years under their belt, there might be issues that have become like routine or they've become methodical, but they're not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very important to start with a premarital all the way to the grave.
I don't know about you, but sometimes I think about our lives and our marriages, if we're pastors, ministers, leaders, Christian leaders. I think sometimes we wonder about the state of marriage today.
Mm-hmm.
How do you respond to us wondering about that?
Well, I've been doing this over 20 years as a licensed professional counselor, and it definitely is changing in this culture. Now, I would say the American culture, I do believe it could be the world culture. Marriage is not with the holy covenant that it used to be. And thus, when I have an opportunity to speak into marriage and talk about the vows that have been made before God and talk about the holiness, it's a holy sacrament.
Mm-hmm.
And to talk about the vow in a way of keeping that vow till death do you part, it is absolutely a blessing. And it feels like it's an urgency
mm-hmm.
because it no longer has that commitment.
Mm-hmm. As leaders, how can we expect to be equipped in this class?
Well, there is going to be lots of stories. I'm a storyteller.
Okay.
And I like to use actual examples, even if the names or the circumstances are changed. I also have really prayed about the concepts and that some of the tough situations that I have encountered over the years, there have been times I've actually sat in my office in a session and went, oh my goodness, what do I do now? And then it is deep prayer unto the Lord, and it is those situations that I'm talking about in a variety of ways, whether it be communication, conflict resolution, differences with men and women. And I'm very hopeful that scenarios that would be encountered in marriage issues will be addressed in this class to bring training, to bring education, and ultimately to revive and bring healing with the covenant of the Lord God.
Hmm. Well, Christine, I thank you for doing this class. This class is special. It's fantastic. And students, as you go through this, here's my encouragement for you. Take this serious. Don't rush through the class. Take things in. Talk, if you're married, talk with your spouse about the principles. In some ways, we are all sort of wounded healers, but as we get more in Christ well,
yes,
we not only can our own struggles bring healing because we understand people, but the what you're going to learn in this class are going to give tools yeah. for actually helping others.
Yes.
So I am glad that you're here. I thank you for coming, and this is going to be a great class. So thanks again.
Thank you.